You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And it is a very good morning, boys and girls. Good job. It's a long lead-in, isn't it? Anyway, we're here. This is The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. Great to be with you this morning. It is the 23rd of March. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. Smoothest place on your radio dial. We're just after the hour of 7 o'clock. I'm going to be sitting here entertaining you, going right through until 10 o'clock this morning. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Starting off with any birthdays that we have for today's date, 23rd of March. Now, we sometimes have, you remember, we sometimes get a day where we've got a couple of people that might be engineers, we might have a couple of artists, we might have a couple of actors, and we get a sort of, don't we, similar people as they go through their lives on the same day. How about these two? William Captain Kidd, 1645 he was born. He was a Scottish sailor remembered for his trial and execution for piracy after returning from a voyage to the Indian Ocean. And then going to 1862, we've got Nathaniel Texas Jack Reed. He was a 19th century American outlaw responsible for many stagecoach, bank and train robberies throughout the American Southwest. This was during the 1880s and the 90s as well.
Good morning, world.
Morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Lay away.
There we go. Yes, that is It Must Have Been Love. And that was from Roxette, of course. By the way, did you know It Must Have Been Love? Originally was titled It Must Have Been Love, Christmas for the Broken Hearted. Nice. Song written by Pierre Gessel and performed by Roxette, which come from Sweden, by the way. The power ballad became the duo's third number one hit in the United States as well, and it's one of their best-selling releases, being certified gold or platinum in a number of countries. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're 28 and a half minutes right now, hour of 7 o'clock, going right through, and that's until 10 o'clock this morning. Now, talking about bands or groups that come from Sweden. Here's ABBA, of course.
Oh,
And if it wasn't for the nights, there would be no daytime. We're very theological this morning, aren't we? I'll tell you what, somebody else born on this day, the 23rd of March. One of my heroes when I was a little kid, Donald Malcolm Campbell, who was born in 1921, a British speed record breaker who broke 8 world speed records in the 1950s and 1960s. He remains the only person to set both world land and water speed records in the same year. And that was in 1964. Right, time on The Breakfast Show. We're just about 30 seconds away from shower time, so you can have an extra 30 seconds because I'm gonna get it all going now, start it up for you this morning. And, well, hope you're going to have a great Thursday. A bit of sunshine out this morning. It's a bit hazy as well, by the way, just so we get in the weather report quickly. In the shower with you this morning is Tracy Spencer. This House.
Thank you.
And there we go, yes. In the shower with you this morning, as I mentioned, Tracy Spencer and This House. And time to get out. There you go. We're just making our way to 20 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock this morning. And there you are, that's it. Well, I hope you're going to have a great Thursday. Off you go to wherever it is you're going today. At least now, if you're going on the metro or the bus, you're going to smell nice. It's always nice when you can smell nice. I do. Nice cologne on this morning. Right, now, let's say a couple of good mornings, shall we? Very good morning to Mary Lou. She was with us bright and breezy early this morning, so very good morning to you, Mary Lou. Also, I know that Paul is Paul Dixon over there in South London, but he's not over there in South London because right now he's over here in Panama with his wife, Maria. So, good morning to you if you're here. Well, I know you're here. If you're listening this morning, good morning, Paul and Maria. And also, over there in Athens in Greece, there's no end to the excitement over there, is there? Good morning. Happy Thursday. She mowed the lawn this morning. What on earth has come over you? What a silly thing to do. Now enjoying some lovely warm sunshine on the patio. So there. And why don't you soak it up? In natural fact, you said, could you please play Sheryl Crow and soak up the sun?
Maybe I am crazy.
Show with Jerry D.
Cause he gets up in the morning and he goes to work at night, and he comes back home at 5:30, gets the same train every time. Cause his world is built on punctuality, it never fails, and he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively. And his mother goes to meetings while his father pulls a maid, and she stirs a tea with counselors while discussing foreign trade. And she passes looks as well as bills at every suave young man. And he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best things so conservatively. And he likes his own backyard, and he likes his bags the best, but he's better than the rest, and his unsweat smells the best. And he hopes to grab his father's boot and make the passes on, cause he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively. And he plays a soft guitar, and he goes to the regatta. He adores the girl next door, cause he's dying to get at her, but his mother knows the best about the matter of all the estates. Cause he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively.
And there we go, well-respected man from the Kinks. Good version, that one. Nice and enhanced, very clear. Right, time on The Breakfast Show. Time for us to take a little break, then we'll come back and we'll take a look at some of the international news headlines and some of the business news for this morning as well.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicá? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool, at the barbecue, with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281 to make your reservation. You'll be surprised. By the way, did you get back from your vacations okay? Was it you that had that car that didn't stop making that noise? Well, now at Valet Motors in the City of Knowledge, they'll fix that, and with your maintenance, they'll give you free alignment. Make your appointment now with the best mechanical workshop in Clayton. Write to them on 6431 0419. And Valet Motors, they've got a passion for cars. For your car.
It's morning radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely. Great to be with you this morning. Great to be with you any morning. And it happens to be Thursday, the 23rd of March. Looking at some of the international news and some business news for this morning. China's military said on Thursday that it had monitored and driven away a U.S. destroyer that illegally entered waters around the Paracel Islands in the South China Sea. In a statement, the military said that the guided missile destroyer, the USS Milius, intruded into China's territorial waters, undermining peace and stability in the busy waterway. French workers angry with President Emmanuel Macron and his plan to raise the pension age blocked access to a terminal at Paris' main airport on Thursday as part of a nationwide day of protests forcing some travellers to get there on foot. At Roissy-Charles de Gaulle Airport and across the country, wildcat actions by small groups of protesters blocked roads and access to schools, while protesters gathered with banners reading "No to the pension reform." Honduras denied on Wednesday that it had demanded $2.5 billion in aid from Taiwan before its announcement to seek to open relations with China, instead saying that the country had repeatedly requested Taiwan by Honduran public debt. Honduras Foreign Minister Eduardo Enrique Reyna told Reuters a $2.5 billion figure was not a donation, but rather a negotiated refinancing mechanism. A source familiar with the situation told Reuters earlier on Wednesday that Honduras had demanded the funds in aid from Taiwan the day before Honduran President Xiomara Castro tweeted her government would seek to open relations with China. Israel ratified a law on Thursday limiting the circumstances in which a prime minister can be removed, despite worries voiced by a government jurist that it may be meant to shield the incumbent Benjamin Netanyahu from any fallout from his corruption trials. The amended definition for the incapacity of national leaders is among legislative measures by the religious nationalist coalition that have tipped Israel into crisis, with the opposition arguing that judicial independence is in peril. The Movement for Quality Government in Israel filed a Supreme Court appeal against the new law. Should the court rule to overturn the law, that would in itself fuel the feud. Netanyahu and his coalition of corrupt men are trying every possible maneuver in their attempts to escape the threat of justice. This was a statement from the watchdog group. Australia took a step on Thursday towards a historical referendum to give Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders recognition in the Constitution and, for the first time, a voice on matters that affect their lives. In an emotional address, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese revealed the question the government wants to set in the referendum later this year, arguing that Australians to back what he described as a long overdue vote. China has never deliberately pursued a trade surplus with the United States, Xu Jieting, a Commerce Ministry spokesperson, said on Thursday, despite signs that China is continuing to reduce its reliance on American exports. Although American export data published on the 7th of February shows that exports to China increased by $2.4 billion on the year to hit a record high of $153.8 billion in 2022, that is an empty statement, according to a new report from the Peterson Institute for International Economics. It identifies inflation as the primarily responsible for this figure. And the dollar headed for its longest losing streak in 2.5 years on Thursday after the Federal Reserve sounded close to calling time on interest rate hikes, while the Swiss franc edged higher after the central bank pushed ahead with another hike. The Fed raised its benchmark funds rate by 25 basis points as expected, but dropped language about ongoing increases being needed in favour of some additional rises as it watches how wobbling confidence in banks affects the economy. Advertisers are seeking any assurances from TikTok, the viral app that helped usher in a wave of short-form video across social media, as the Chinese-owned company again faces a potential ban in the United States over national security concerns. When TikTok's chief executive officer Xu Zichu testifies before Congress for the first time today, Thursday, advertisers will be closely watching his appearance for news as well as the reaction of lawmakers, several ad agencies told Reuters. A unit of Saudi Arabia's investment fund and Abu Dhabi-based company are planning to invest a multi-billion dollar funding round for Elon Musk-led SpaceX. The information reported on Wednesday, citing people familiar with the discussions. The funding round is expected to value the rocket maker at about $140 billion, the report added. Alphabet's Google is set to gain unconditional EU antitrust clearance for its acquisition of Croatian maths app Photomath. People familiar with the matter said on Wednesday, merger talks involving US tech giants and startups have in recent months attracted intense regulatory scrutiny on both sides of the Atlantic, amid worries that some deals may be killer acquisitions where the goal is to shut down nascent rivals. And United States stock index futures climbed on Thursday after the Federal Reserve hinted it was close to pausing its market punishing interest rate hikes following the recent turmoil in the banking sector. The Federal Reserve on Wednesday raised rates by an expected 25 basis points, but its policy statement no longer said ongoing increases would likely be appropriate. The shift in the central bank's tone relieved markets that have been roiled by concerns about a liquidity crisis in the banking sector since the failure of two U.S. regional lenders earlier this month. Europe's post-Credit Suisse rebound spluttered to a halt on Thursday as Switzerland and Norway, and most probably the Bank of England later, showed the year-long cycle of sharp interest rate rises was by no means over. The European-wide Stoxx 600 share index fell by 0.75%, with banks and insurers the main culprits again, suffering 1.6% to 2% drops. Norway had also hiked, although MSCI's main world share index was still in positive territory after overnight gains in Asia. Oil prices dipped on Thursday, having hit their lowest since late 2021. Earlier this week, this was after Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell highlighted banking sector credit risks for the world's largest economy, while U.S. crude stockpiles swelled. Brent crude futures were down 54 cents, or 0.7%, to $76.15 a barrel. That was at 9:29 GMT, while U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude, WTI crude, that dropped 62 cents, or 0.9%, and that's down to $70.28. And there we go. That's it. There's our look for this morning. Some of the international news and some of the business news for Thursday, March the 23rd.
But not compete as a man.
Oh, there we go. Yes, it's the Sledge, and he's the greatest dancer here on The Breakfast Show. Quickly, keeping an eye on the time, 18 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. And, well, he might have been the greatest dancer, but rhythm is the dancer. There we go. We played Snap yesterday, but a different song. That's Rhythm is a Dancer. And I tell you what, just looking at one of the birthdays from today, let's see if you know this one. Her name was Betty Claire Graham, born on the 23rd of March, back in 1924. Now, American typist. Now, that's what she was an American typist, commercial artist, and wait for it, we still use it today, don't we? The inventor of liquid paper. And the mother of musician and producer Michael Nesmith of the Monkees. Take the last There we go. Yes, that is the Monkees and Last Train to Clarksville. Our last train. Let's say a very good morning to Rowena and Phil. They say good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, and all your many listeners. Hope Ingrid made it back to Panama. Well, she's on her way. I think she was in. I think she might have got as far as Dubai. She's having a day's. She's having a rest day. I know that. It might have been yesterday or today. Anyway, I know she's dropped us a little note for today, so we'll be finding out more in probably about half an hour's time. Dr. Computer, by the way, he's going to be joining us in the 8 o'clock hour as well this morning, so we'll have a little chat about tech. Anyway, I digress, because there's a little bit of last train to Clarksville, because Rowena and Phil, they're off to Cancun Airport today. They're going back to Denver. I thought they might have already done, but they're going back to Denver today. Thursday, that's right. They did say they were leaving today. Now, she said, here's a two-in-a-row idea. This is two tunes in a row. Two songs, same title, but different artists and song. And both songs are obviously called Crazy. One is from Seal. The other is from Gnarls Barkley. Two in a row.
Walking through my head, one of them got a It's better than coffee.
Tell you what, there we go, that's Gnarls Barkley, and I've never heard of Gnarls Barkley, I have to admit. No, I always admit it, but I don't know anything most of the time. Gnarls Barkley. And I listened to that and say, hang on, that's CeeLo Green, isn't it? Well, it was. Gnarls Barkley is an American soul duo composed of the singer-songwriter CeeLo Green and producer Danger Mouse. They released their debut studio album that was called Saint Elsewhere in 2006, and it contained, guess what, that hit single, Crazy, which peaked at number 2 on the US Hot 100 and topped the UK singles chart as well. And I didn't know it. I have to go to my room. Good grief. It was nominated at the 2007 Grammy Awards for Record of the Year and was platinum certified for shipping over 1 million records. And St. Elsewhere also received a nomination for Album of the Year. The Odd Couple, their second studio album, was scheduled for release in April of 2008, but due to a leak of the album over the internet, they decided to release it early, and the album in its entirety received similarly positive reviews. You know what I love? I learn every day, don't I? Thanks to my listeners as well, you know. I hadn't... when Rowena and Phil were asking for that one, which was, you know, Gnarls Barkley, okay, I couldn't find it in my music collection, so I sort of went off and found it. The album is... The album is on my... There is an album on my computer, but it just says track... Just gives me the track's names and not the numbers. Anyway... And there it is. That was Gnarls Barkley. And that was Crazy. It certainly was, wasn't it? And that's taking us up to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicago? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool, at the barbecue, with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281 to make your reservation. You'll be surprised. By the way, did you get back from your vacations okay? Was it you that had that car that didn't stop making that noise? Well, now at Ballet Motors in the City of Knowledge, they'll fix that, and with your maintenance, they'll give you free alignment. Make your appointment now with the best mechanical workshop in Clayton. Write to them on 6431 0419. And Ballet Motors, they've got a passion for cars, for your car.
Ballet Motors.
It's Morning Radio, the Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
I'm wondering. Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Good morning, Yaz. How you doing? Well, I'm in Pune again. Good morning, India. Whoo, it's been a bit of a whirlwind week going on. I'm flying back to Dubai tomorrow. Oh, my goodness, the things that I've seen, the Taj Mahal, Mahatma Gandhi's home. I've seen so many of these wonderful relics of things around here. There was a Hindi celebration on Wednesday that was amazing to watch. I got to see the palace. It's huge. I've got to see the fort of India. Delhi is amazing city. Amazing city. I can't believe all that's there. And I found out there are some things you just don't want to eat. Yeah, well, at least I didn't. Anyways, I'm feeling much better. I'm back in Pune. But like I said, we flew back last night. Now I'm getting ready to spend one more day here and then flying back to Dubai tomorrow and then from Dubai to Amsterdam and then Amsterdam home. As much as I love traveling, as much as I love being out and about, I can't wait to get home and sleep in my own bed. It's almost been 2 weeks. It's 2 weeks. That's a long time. Not yet gotten used to the food, but that's okay. My friend Prabir is taking good care of me, making sure that when I order things, that I order it without green chili and things like that. So I've been doing that, and I've been behaving myself a lot because I don't like what happens when I eat green chili. No, I don't. So, It's an amazing culture here. The history of the Mughals and the Islamics people and how things changed. And I even watched the movie RRR, which is an amazing epic feature that won an Academy Award for the best song. Things that I just didn't know, and the more I'm here, the more I'm learning from Prabir, I'm just so overwhelmed with all the information. I can't wait to sit down and read about the history so I'm even more clear. Anyways, so today is Thursday, tomorrow is Freaky Friday. Fun facts, I got to get something moving because I'm leaving early. All right, you take care, and back to you in the studio.
I never saw a red moon before, but there it is just off the shore, rising from the deep blue sea, to shine its light on you and me. A red moon is a special kind. It's been said that it can help you find the love you've been searching for. I've never seen a red moon before. Palm trees swaying on the beach. That big red moon just out of reach. Could she be the one tonight? Red moon, keep on shining bright. Red moon, red Panama moon, keep shining your beam. Help me find my dream. Red Panama moon. Is that red moon affecting you? Do you feel the way I do? Underneath this bright moonlight, won't you be my love tonight? Red moon, red Panama moon, keep shining your beam. You've answered my dream, red Panama moon. of my dream. Red Panama moon. Red Panama moon. Red Panama moon.
I do like that. That was introduced to me many years ago. It's the Red Panama Orchestra there. And the red being, in fact, a rum. Now, there's the surprise. And it was, they made up this orchestra, and that's one of the tracks, Red Panama Moon. I don't know if it's still around, the rum or the music. And it is that time of the week, it is that time of the day when he's available, he's with us, and happy to say that today is one of those days. Dr. Computer, Alex Newman with us. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Jerry.
I'm wired up.
Oh, you are?
I am.
Oh, somebody switched back the coffee to regular instead of decaf?
That's a point. That's a good point. No, nobody's managed to do that successfully. No, because you and I have got, we both got, which we, you know, I've not sort of used mine in anger yet, with these wireless microphones, very, very small.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the two that are leading the pack are the ones you've got, which is the Rode,
mm-hmm.
and the one I got, which is DJI, the DJI mics. And... They're really effective, aren't they?
Oh, very much,
you know,
so. I think one of the greatest developments in technology lately is the fact that you can make chips that lock onto your voice and the range of the human voice in a way that provides you with not only much better sound, but also much more voice isolation, which, by the way, is coming to iPhones probably soon. And you may see it in other phones as well. Basically, it uses some form of artificial intelligence as well as, you know, a lot of maths that have been part of our, you know, technological toolkit for many, many years now. And it just allows you to much more clearly get the voice out of, you know, the recording.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There's an interesting development by Adobe called Adobe Podcast.
Okay.
Which will take your recording, no matter where you recorded it, what kind of microphone you used. It could be a noisy environment, whatever. And it will use artificial intelligence to pick up on your voice and then record it and make it sound like it's a studio version. That being said, I did notice one thing. It kind of cheats, in a way. Mm-hmm. I mean, cheats in
quotes. Uses somebody else's voice.
No, it actually uses a mathematical model of your voice. So that if it recognized that you said the word, I don't know, elephant, it will regenerate the word in your voice, sort of like some of the voice cloning software that we've talked about on the show previously.
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically creating a real-time clone of your voice, saying the thing in a way that is very intelligible so that you say it. One of the ways that I tested this was to try and give it something in Spanish.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It actually tried to make it sound like I was saying some gibberish words in English very clearly when I was really speaking Spanish. So you can tell that it's actually using your own voice to...
Right.
You know how they make these little word plays where if you say a certain set of letters or numbers, you're actually kind of saying something like in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
Well, kind of like that. It was really weird. But, again, a lot of technology is going into audio because one of the things that people care about most when they are listening to, like, this show or anything else like that is to understand what people are saying. So audio is a really big focus in that regard. I'm guessing that is part of all of these technologies converging together to improve things in a way that is really inconspicuous. It's like, for example, self-driving cars and all sorts of other things. Artificial intelligence is going into a lot of the stuff that we're working with, but in ways that are nearly imperceptible. And I think that's kind of the best way to do it. It's not like out there, like this is smarter or whatever. It's more like a little bit more nuanced in a way. And the microphones that we're using right now, either the Rode that I'm using right now or the DJI one that you're using, basically do a little bit of that. Now, it's not new. You may have used Sennheiser microphones in the past?
Mics, no, but headphones a lot.
Well, yeah. I've used Sennheiser microphones for a long time, and I remember the first one I got 10 years ago was really good at picking up human voices, even in the middle of noise and chaos.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they used much bigger electronics, much less advanced electronics back then, but it's come such a long way that you can now have, you know, really tiny ones the size of pretty much a roll of dimes or something like that, that have like this much better audio quality. And it's only going to get better. I mean, the ones that we have right now are, you know, really tiny, but they're going to get smaller and smaller and better over time. Incorporating all of this stuff with AI. I mean, artificial intelligence is still going to make mistakes along the way. We've looked at some of the news lately where the offerings by Microsoft and Google, Bard, and the Bing Chat GPT integration have gotten things very, very wrong. And they do it because they can't detect things like nuance and sarcasm and things like that. So we're still a long way from, you know, our robotic overlords, but it's going to be an interesting journey along the way.
I think all we need is a robot which is sarcastic.
Yeah. Or something like Marvin the Paranoid Android from The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Something like that.
But no, I mean, it you know, from my perspective for radio, I mean, the beauty of the flexibility is, and I mean, another thing which I found interesting, because there's a very good, it's not an app, it's part of the photo facilities on, you know, the good cameras where you have, this, like you're using right now, where you have a split screen.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the beauty of that is, and believe it or not, I get back to my $300 Xiaomi, does have it. I mean, this thing just keeps giving and giving, trust me. No, is that I can do my interview anywhere. All I got to do is clip the microphone onto the other person's shirt or whatever. Or you can use, of course, lavalier mics with them as well.
Even boom mics. That's one of the tricks that I use. I use a boom mic that's connected to the input on these mics, and I just put it off the frame,
and I
don't even have to wire up the person that I'm talking to. I can wear one myself. Or I can put one of these on like an extender and then use it like a handheld microphone as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things you can do with these, and they're really versatile, and they're getting more versatile as we speak. In fact, you could do the entire show from somewhere else. Like I've done, for example, my show, I just take two or three old phones that I have and load up Zoom on them. I turn off the sound on all the other ones so I don't get feedback, and then I use each one as a separate camera and have like a four-screen setup where I can then either live stream or I can upload it later, like I do with the show.
Yeah. No, I was thinking, I mean, you could go to a cafe. You could have, you know, segment program Coffee with Jerry, for instance, and you don't have to come to the studio. It would be, you know, pre-recorded, obviously.
And you don't have to tell the people to shut the, you know, up.
But, yeah, similar setup as we've got here. You just put the phone, so you've got the cameras working both ways, and you can just sit down and chat. I think it's much more flexible. The thing is, it would have to be lunch, because I'm working when it's coffee time.
It's always coffee time. What are you talking about?
But, no, as you say, and I mean, also what's impressive is the distance that you can be, especially, you know, if you're a blogger or whatever, you could set your camera up, and if you're talking about, you know, for instance, something to do with tourism, you've just got it set up, and you can walk around, and you can point to different things. You don't have to worry about facing the camera or getting your audio in. It's, I'm impressed.
And even then, even if something happens to, like, the audio connection on your device, you still have a recording of it on the microphone itself.
That's right.
Which is also a great advantage. And one of the great advantages of these new microphones as well is that you can have them in what's called kind of like a safety mode, where you have two recordings. Instead of a stereo recording, you have two mono recordings, but one of them has the audio level set a little bit lower.
That's right.
So that if anyone is screaming, you can then use the other side so it doesn't clip and ruin
that's
the recording.
That's right, yeah. That's what that is. It records twice. It records once at the level you set,
mm-hmm.
and then it's something like 6 decibels under is the mm-hmm. second one, so you've mm-hmm. got room to bring it up. No, it's all very clever. What, you know, what's interesting is because, you know, for my upcoming vacations, I've decided to do more video than just photos to put up onto to Facebook,
mm-hmm.
and is how DJI have taken their technology, which we used to just assume with the drones, mm-hmm. and now put it into to different products. And some people give you, I have a DJI Pocket 2, mm-hmm. which is literally just like a little stick. It's very small,
mm-hmm.
and it has the gimbal on top of the phone.
Mm-hmm.
On top of this, I could just call it a camera, I guess. Mm-hmm. And, it does everything like my big one. Remember mm-hmm. the big one I had my cell mm-hmm. phone in? Does much more than that. And it's so relatively easy to use. And, it's tiny. You can put it on your lapel. So when you're walking mm-hmm. around, it's on there. So they've taken that technology as well as like with the mic technology, and they've separated the two, and they're working to bring these up. It's really just quite fascinating, really.
It's kind of like when the space program had the challenge of, you know, every single kilo that you had as a payload took, you know, hundreds and hundreds of kilos of fuel. So you had to have everything mm-hmm. smaller and mm-hmm. smaller. It led to making miniaturized electronics not only feasible, but actually, you know, real.
Mm.
And the fact that you need to have things on drones be as light as possible for the battery not to run out as quickly has made it so that it's, you know, a necessity. And out of that necessity, you get all of these new developments mm. in technology. And it's interesting because it's only going to get better. I mean, I'm probably thinking maybe the DJI 4 or 5 will be what they use in your next laparoscopy or colonoscopy or whatever. Yeah.
Well, I hope they reduce the size of these things quite
Definitely.
Substantially. Yes.
Definitely.
And the other thing, of course, now is, I mean, I know we touched on this the other week, but I know that Christina is, because they get their company, she said to me yesterday, she said, oh, yes, what was your phone? That's the Xiaomi. I said, yes. She said, oh, shit, I'm getting the S23.
Oh, I'm so, you know, I really want the S23. I'm hey, Samsung, if you're listening, I'm really interested.
There's two people here, by the way.
Yeah.
Don't break it in half.
I had a chance to try it out for about a week.
You brought it in here, I remember.
Yeah, and they're going to lend it to me again because mm-hmm. I asked, hey, I really want to take some pictures and do some interviews and things like that. And the quality, especially of the camera, is so stunning.
The camera is you know, and again, I said to, I had somebody in the studio the other day, and I said, we've got to have a new name for this. Why do we call this a phone? Because it's the last thing, to be honest, that I use it for.
Well, we still say things like, I'm going to film this on videotape, mm-hmm. and we're just recording it on the phone. Or we say, roll down the windows. We're not mm. rolling anything. I mean, you know, I've had this conversation with people my age a lot. I mean, we use a lot of expressions that have nothing to do with how we do these things today. And that's one of the interesting things about living in these interesting times, is that everything is just evolving in a kind of a, I would almost say, not exponential, but logarithmic way, mm. in the sense that it's just taking off so fast. We definitely are going to live, you know, very interesting times in the next decade or two.
There was an interesting article I was reading yesterday or the day before about he was a young boy. He was involved in a crime which wasn't drastic. Nobody was hurt or anything like that. But the judge sentenced him for each crime, and it came to 241 years.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been some sort of changes in the laws which enabled, because he was just 16 years of age, and he was sentenced to 241 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the laws have changed in this county or state, in the state, that allows now to go back and look at crimes where there's been, if you like, over-sentencing.
Mm-hmm.
And the person who is sort of behind this guy and trying to get him out was, in actual fact, the judge that sentenced him in the first place.
Oh, wow.
She said, you know, it's wrong that, you know. Anyway, cut a long story short, this guy from 16 has been in jail for 27 years.
Oh, wow.
And he came out of jail and he says, it was so weird. He says, people are walking around talking to themselves. You know, because he's seen none of these technology innovations or anything. He says, there's a guy talking to a speaker, you know. And I was sometimes thinking, you know, if my grandmother could come back today and see this. I mean, even sometimes, you know, we've lived through it. And I think when I look back at the days of, you know, science fiction and Star Trek, mm-hmm. and we used to have a program at the time on the BBC. I can't remember the exact name of it, but it was about future technology as opposed to this is what we're doing now, but this is what we're going to do. And we've lived through it. And I think the difference is that when you sort of see these things at the time when they're in the thought process, you think, my gosh, you know, it's like the phones. You know, we know how it works. We know how it came into being. But can you imagine if you'd never seen one of these before and somebody walks up? And I mean, you can, you know, you'd need a truck to carry around what this thing can do. You know, and it is, and like you said, and it's happening faster and faster, and the bigger the computers get, the faster it gets.
I would probably have to look for a way to maybe, I don't know, quit my job and then just spend time talking to my grandfather, if I could get him back, about everything that has come up, because... one of the things that people tell me is that I have a knack for explaining things in a way that most people can understand. And mm-hmm. I can trace that back to talking to him in the early 90s, mm-hmm. you know, showing mm-hmm. him what the internet was like back then and how it was changing at the time. In the early 90s, there was no web. There was just text-based information mm-hmm. that you would get. Mm-hmm. And you could log on to different forums and different servers and then maybe download a blocky GIF of, like, I don't know what the pyramids look like right now, because there was a primitive camera being hooked up to a digitizer at the time and it would give you like a picture every hour or things like that. And then I would sit down with him and explain, okay, so this is a picture of what the pyramids look like right now. And he would say, how does that get here? Well, you have to take a picture and then break that up into little pixels, like the ones they use when you draw by numbers and whatever, mm-hmm. and then send that information across the lines in a way and so on, and just going deeper and deeper and how every single little piece of that technology worked. And that just gave me a lot of practice in what I do today, which is, you know, try to explain things in a way that, you know, people can better understand. But that's one of the things probably ChatGPT is going to beat me at some time in the future.
Eventually, yeah. Anyway, we're going to take a quick piece of music. We'll be right back with Dr. Computer. And this is probably, I guess, a little bit appropriate. Stevie Wonder, If It's Magic.
If it's magic, then why can't it be everlasting? Like the sun that always shines, like the poet's endless rhyme, like the galaxies in time. If it's pleasing, then why can't it be never leaving? Like the day that never fails, like on seashores there are shells, like the time that always tells. It holds the key to every heart throughout the universe. It fills you up without a bite and quenches every thirst. Oh, if it's special, then with it why aren't we as careful as making sure in style, posing pictures with a smile, keeping danger from a child. It holds the key to every heart throughout the universe. and quenches every thirst. So, if it's magic, why can't we make it everlasting? Like the lifetime of the sun, it will leave no heart undone. For there's enough for everyone.
There we go. Stevie Wonder, if it's magic. And we were just chatting there and sort of reminiscing because we were talking about, you know, when the internet first came into being. And that was not long after I came to Panama, I guess a few years. And I remember...
If I may, just in case, the commercial internet that we now take for granted started then. But let's remember it's from way back in 1969. When Vint Cerf and a couple of other people just, you know, started hooking together a bunch of computers, and then since the way they were talking to each other wasn't that good, they just created their own new system called TCP/IP, which is what we still use today. So, yeah, it's the commercial internet started in the mid-90s.
But it started originally, didn't it, militarily.
Yeah, it was the ARPANET. And then it started branching out of the military into academia. And then in the late 80s, early 90s, it started going commercial. And then by 1995, a whole bunch of things converged, and we got the internet that we know today.
And it was incredible because you could watch a page load up and have a cigarette and lunch or whatever and then come back. And we were happy with that. You know, well, this is cool.
Even before that, back in the 80s, I remember... It's an interesting coincidence. The fact that I can read like a paragraph at a time right now is because we started out with modems that would show text on the screen, like 100 characters, 100 bits per second, which was just a few characters per second. Then they went to 300, then 1200, 2400, 9600, 19200, and so on until we got the 56K dial-up modems back when we started getting commercial internet access. And the text on the screen kept scrolling faster and faster, and it got me to get used to reading faster and faster. So it was just an interesting coincidence there. And we got faster speeds and then faster page load times. And now we fret over our web page loading over 1.5 seconds, you know, taking over 1.5 seconds. To load. So yeah, it's been an interesting ride.
Here's a blast from the past. This is from Renee over there in Israel right now. Not in Israel, she's in Greece, but she was saying when we were first married we lived in Israel. You remember ICQ?
Yes.
And yes, they said we used ICQ to live communicate with our family back in the US. We thought that was just the coolest thing back then. Look at the technology, how it is now. And it was because ICQ were the first ones, really, weren't they? Them and BlackBerry.
Yeah.
The first ones to come in with the messaging as we know it.
In fact, my ICQ number was 1-800-507, coincidentally enough. So, yeah, it was easy to... Remember, 1-800 as in toll-free, and then 507 as in Panama.
Oh, that's true, yeah. But, yeah, and I mean, I always had this thing, I always argued the point, and it has come basically to fruition. I said the days will come when, you know, you don't have a phone. You don't need a phone in the house, really, anymore. I said the days will come, and I said the days will also come when you don't pay to make a phone call. I mean, you do because you have to have a data connection. But the thing is, the data connect now that we have data as it is today, that's what basically you do. You pay for your data package. And what I love is the fact that you can pay for a data package, not a lot of money, to be honest, for, you know, limitless. You can use it for as much as you want. And, you know, the fact that you can sit in my car and I have my phone on, which automatically links to my, I do have an independent Bluetooth in my car because the other one day. But I sit there and I listen to BBC Radio 2 in my car, crystal clear, as if I was driving around London.
Yeah, even though you're on the other side of the planet.
Yeah, and, you know, we've talked about it before. I mean, one of my favorite programs of all time is Radio Garden. Because when Christina and I, the other week, we ordered in the Italian dinner, and I put on a radio program in this in Rome. And if we have a curry, we go to India, you know.
Yeah, and the interesting thing is the delay is only like a second or two.
You wouldn't know because you don't hear the original,
exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
And yeah, no, it's really incredible what we take for granted now.
We do. And just imagine what we will see in the next 10 years or so. That's going to be even more interesting. I mean, you'll probably be able to do things like, I don't know, set your TV to a live view of, like, some square in Rome, and then maybe have some sort of smell-o-vision thing that makes you, you know, smell the oregano in the air. I don't know. It's going to be really interesting.
Well, I think in 10 years' time, I'll be perfectly happy if I can get out of bed. there again, you know, in fact, I've got Dr. Ascanio coming in to chat next week, who's ENT, ear, nose and throat, and we're going to be, because it's the hearing. Yes, is it the hearing month or the hearing year? Is it month?
Day.
Oh, it's the hearing day. And so we're going to be talking, you know, and I'm interested to find out what's the latest technology now with hearing.
Mm-hmm. At least what I've seen so far in the news is that hearing aids have been benefiting from the same kind of technology that we're using for the microphones, in the sense that people need the, you know, things like hearing aids, especially to understand conversation. And a lot of people nowadays get so much noise pollution that their hearing gets worse faster than it used to. For most people, because we live in very noisy environments.
Mm.
So that's probably also going to help. One of the things that, for example, a lot of Samsung phones have, at least the higher-end models, is that you can do a hearing test on the phone with your headset and have it adjust the equalization so that you can hear better all of the frequencies that you need. So, yeah, it's getting better, and more of that technology is going in all sorts of places.
Renee said, of course, just like we listen to the breakfast show sometimes in the car driving around Athens.
See? That's awesome.
We get everywhere. And there's Ashti, how about this one?
Speaking of noise pollution.
You finished?
Yeah.
Okay. Ashti's coming. Says, good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, Alex, and all your faithful listeners worldwide. Happy Thursday. I remember getting my first computer from the UK, Spectrum.
The Speccy, as they call it, the Speccy. In fact, my first personal computer was a British computer. It was a Sinclair ZX81
Sinclair, yeah.
With a single kilobyte of memory. And then I saved up for a long time and bought the expensive $100 at the time 16 kilobyte module for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I also got the little thermal printer that came with it. It was a lot of fun.
And I love we're talking about kilobytes, not even megabytes.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, that was my first computer. My second computer was a Casio calculator, which I had to buy. Otherwise, I would flunk accounting in school. I had to build a payroll calculator in 4 kilobytes of memory. That was a challenge because, you know, Panama's labor laws even then were like, if you work on a Tuesday, that's a full moon and then you got an extra hour. Mm-hmm. It's really complex. And my third computer and the one that really got me started was a Tandy 1000 from Radio Shack. I got it.
Tandy, yeah, I remember Tandy. Yeah.
January 6th at about 9:50 p.m. My godfather came in and said, hey, here's this computer. I hope you know, get a lot of use out of it or whatever. And, I started from there. A couple of months later, I had finished all the manuals and everything and wanted to do more. So I went to the place where they sold it, Sonitel. And by, I think, October, I was already working there on the payroll.
That brings back me. Sonitel and TRT.
Yes.
They were the only two people you could buy a computer from in those days.
There was also a place called Tropelco. An uncle of mine worked there. And there was a, I think it was Computer Land or Computer something. It was right in front of where El Gago used to be. That's now a Price Mart and an Office Depot.
Mm-hmm.
They used to have computers as well. In fact, the first computer game I bought was in that place. It was sometime in 1987.
Mm-hmm.
It was Activision's Decathlon, I think, something like that. It was a lot of fun.
I remember it was TRT when I first came to Panama that I was dealing with to buy computers for the office. Mm. I think we needed about three or four computers, which was first, you know, that's a lot.
Yeah.
You know, and then, you know, trying to get them to actually come and put them in.
Yeah.
Was, you know,
probably,
another trial.
I'm just spitballing here, but you probably spent about $12,000 on
that.
Oh,
yeah. No, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. Getting back to Renee again, she says, my Apple Watch scolds me if I'm around too noisy sounds for too long. It often does when I use my hairdryer. And it did today when I was mowing the lawn. It gives me a warning that I'm at risk for hearing loss.
Probably the next version will say, hey, by the way, that appointment with so-and-so at 3 p.m., you might want to wear earplugs because they talk too loud.
Yes.
Yeah, watching out for your health.
But, no, I mean, and I remember my first car phone, which was when I was working in London when I was broking, and I thought, oh, this is cool. And I had this car phone, which the equipment took up half of the boot of the car.
Mm-hmm.
In between the two seats was fitted literally a handset that you used at home,
mm-hmm.
you know. And the way it actually worked was I had this huge aerial on mm-hmm. top of my car. And I also had one on the top of the chimney in my home in Streatham in South London. And what used to happen, the way it worked was that if somebody called you at home, it would send the signal to your car. And I mean, when you think back now, that was weird.
Oh, definitely. You know, did you ever get an answer phone for it? I'm sorry.
No.
I'm not home right now. But if I get out at any time, I will call you back. Something like that.
And here we go, Felipe. Good morning to Felipe. He says, good morning, people. Back in 1981, my first computer was a PDP 11-45.
Great machines. They actually were responsible for a lot of the internet services that we take for granted today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was from Digital Equipment Corporation. They made about, I think, 15 versions of them back in the day. And the PDP-11, I think, was the first one that was really successful because it ran Unix and or a flavor of Unix. It ran a bunch of other stuff, and it was used to create things like the basic interpreter that was in the original Apple II and so on. I mean, a whole bunch of stuff came out of the PDP-11. And it was one of the most successful products that Digital Equipment ever made before they were bought by Compaq and so on. So it's one of the unsung heroes of the internet that we have today, the DEC PDP-11. I've never had the pleasure of using one. I know there's a whole bunch of videos on YouTube that our listener can look at where people actually revive the PDP-11, like using modern components and so on. And there's even an emulator for the Raspberry Pi where you can make the Raspberry Pi emulate an original PDP-11 with the blinking lights and everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, fascinating. Bo, do you remember the Harim computer?
No.
Yeah, they used to run with Unix. Harim Unix.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Just thought I'd
put I got
that
it.
One. And of course, Felipe says here, he says, using punching cards to write the programs. The computer had 64K RAM. I mean, that's
but it could go all the way to a whole megabyte if you had the money for it.
Yeah.
In fact, I actually won an iPad once by reading a punch card.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, like, with your eyes and doing the math and calculating, okay, so the code for the letter A is 65 and so on. It was really tough. I mean, there were card readers for that.
I remember card readers was when I was with H. Clarkson's and I was broking in the city. And we got this new little device. It was a little box. and it had all these little plastic cards mm-hmm. in it, like an index system. Mm-hmm. And then what you did is you pushed out the
chads.
The plastic chads out of this, corresponding to the number that you wanted to dial.
Mm-hmm.
And then this was connected to the phone line. Of course, in those days, you could actually make free phone calls, by the way, in the old, I'm going back even further, mm-hmm. in the old, with the old red phone boxes,
mm-hmm.
and with the old black Baker-like mm-hmm. phones and A and B buttons mm-hmm. to pay or get mm-hmm. your money. The thing is, if you went in, I learnt this trick from me, when you went in, you hit the hook at the top, the number you wanted, and it would put you through. And, see? There's always ways of beating technology. But, yeah, we had this. We thought these punch cards were brilliant because you just picked up your phone, dropped the card in, and it would connect you.
In fact, a lot of people in Panama who are over 30 probably remember, or maybe over 40, probably remember when the local electrical company used to give you your bill in the form of a punch card.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, talking quickly, as we sort of wrap up, but when I first came here with the telephone service, and I, you know, had to pay, I paid something like $250 up front
mm-hmm.
To get the telephone actually connected because I wanted to make international calls, obviously. Mm-hmm. And I think that we got this sorted out on Friday. I'd made a few calls over the weekend. And then on the Monday, I was getting this strange message in Espanolish.
Mm-hmm.
And I called my administrator, which I'd hired, Claudia. And I said, Claudia, I'm getting this message in Spanish saying something like this. Oh, she says, you don't have any money on the account. I said, we just paid $250. That's gone. So off we went. And it was when it was Intel. They were in the building in Villa España, which mm-hmm. is now the judicial mm-hmm. court or something. So off I went with Claudia, and you took a number, and I got number 105, and the number up on the little screen was just 5. And I waited and waited. Then I went up and sat down with this lady, and she had what looked like an Amstrad computer with mm-hmm. green typing and mm-hmm. everything else on that. And she got up and said, yes, she said, yes, you've used it up, you've spent this amount of time, so you need to put in more money. So she said, you need to go over there to the cash desk and pay there. So I went over and took a number, and we got up to about 85 by then, because it was probably 2 days after. And, my number was, 212 or something ridiculous. And so you sit and wait and wait and wait. And I was so frustrated, I wrote a check out for $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
I put it down in front of the guy at the cash, said, there's $1,000, this is my phone number, leave my phone alone. And he looked at it and gave it back to me, says, you need to go and get it certified. Those were the days.
Oh, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, you had a tax of like a dollar on every international call.
Mm-hmm.
And you had like different rates for different times. Like if you called at night, it was cheaper. If you called on the weekends, it was cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, a lot of bulletin board systems, which were kind of primitive email, group chat systems back in the 80s, that what they did was they packed up all the email on the weekends, and Saturday at 3 a.m., they would send it over to some, system in the States and then get all of the responses back from there. So, I mean, I know people that will complain to you as an email server administrator if their email takes over 14 seconds to get to where it's supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
I remember waiting 14 days
to get
a response.
At least that way you could probably get them back as well. That's it. We've run out of time. It's been fun. It's been interesting.
Always.
Reminiscing this morning. That's one of the benefits of old age is you can reminisce.
Definitely. Now I'll have to reminisce to where I left my keys, but yeah, I'll.
Oh, okay, find them. All right. Dr. Computer, Alex Newman, thank you so very much. Good to be, good to have you with us here in the studio.
Will you have a show on Good Thursday? I guess.
I guess so, because I think we're only off on the Friday.
Okay, awesome.
We're only off on the Friday. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Good. We can talk about Easter things.
Okay.
All right. Dr. Computer, great to have him with us, as always, here on this morning's Breakfast Show. I'm about a minute late, so it's time to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the morning.
Ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you. English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that plus 507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media.
The Breakfast Show. All the best sounds around with Jerry D.
Marvin Gaye, brilliant track, and What's Happening, and that was the Detroit mix, and before that one, Hootie and the Blowfish, and Let Her Cry. Time on the Breakfast Show, 21 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock, making our way down to 21 and a half, and we've still got plenty to come. Great music, of course, going right through till 10 o'clock, just before 10 o'clock. Now, earlier on this morning, remember we played those two tracks that were suggested by Rowena and Phil? That was the two versions of Crazy. And Lucia, my sister-in-law, she dropped me a little line. And I hope you're still listening, Lucy. Good morning. Says, after two crazy songs, you should look for Imagine Dragons song, It's Okay. And that's what I did.
She could always hear every word they say. Everybody walks like they just know the way. Every single day, holding back the tears. She'd never say a word, 'cause there's nobody that hears.
It's okay. Political discourse, fear, that is what he felt every single day. All the boys would play. Don't you dare be weak, emasculated freak, lashed upon the fence. Tell me where's the sense.
no choice. Just let me live my truth. That's all I wanna do. Baby, you're not broken, just a little bit confused.
It's okay.
There we go. We started off with Imagine Dragons and It's Okay. And yes, it's CeeLo Green again, and he's the other one. It's Okay. See? Two same. Bit of a link in there, wasn't it? That's cool. By the way, just to that first one by Imagine Dragons, the lyrics of that one is basically for you to be okay. It's okay not to be okay. And you are what you are. I am what I am, which was a song which was released by Shirley Bassey way back in my day. This would have been back in the 1970s. I Am What I Am, another song with great words.
Give me the hook or the ovation. It's my world that I want to have a little pride in. My world, and it's not a place I have to hide in. Life's not worth a damn till you can. It's nice, I think it's pretty, and so what if I love each feather and each spangle, why not try and see things from a different angle? Your life is a sham till you can say, hey, would I?
Oh, there she goes. There's our Shirley belting it out again. I Am What I Am. I believe that came from Casha Fall. Right, time on The Breakfast Show. 27 and a half minutes. That's before the hour of 10 o'clock. And we're on 89.3 Cool FM. And I think it's time we said hello to Yasmin.
Good morning.
Good morning, Yas.
Good morning.
And how's your day so far?
Good, thanks.
Oh, good. Mine too. Mm-hmm. Haven't done much else, have we, really? So.
But it feels so quick. I was like, really? It's 9:30 right now?
Yeah, I was thinking, oh my gosh, look, it's 9:30. Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has gone quick this morning.
Yeah.
An interesting chat, because it was nice, actually, to reminisce with Alex on some of the old technology.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. And what have you got planned for today, then?
Today, I have an event. It's called Alex. It's ENX Enterprise New Experience.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's a contest, I think. So today I'm going to find out more about that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to that today.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's going to be a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been rummaging around, and mm-hmm. We found a few tracks today. Of people that were born on the day.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully you know them.
I do now.
Okay, the first one is Rick Okasek.
Excuse me, I had to sneeze.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Rick Okasek.
Okay.
He was born in 1944, American singer, songwriter, musician, producer from The Cars.
Ah, okay.
Their early hits included Just What I Needed, My Best Friend's Girl, and Good Times Roll. Their 1984 US number 3 and 1985 UK number 4 Drive was used as part of the soundtrack for the Live Aid concert.
Oh, that's right, it was, wasn't it?
So now you remember?
Yes.
That's good.
No, another band. Here's the one I'm going to play, is because we're having such a nice morning this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Good Times Roll.
Good.
There we go, that's it. The Cars and Good Times Roll. Mm-hmm. Remember that one? Yes, I don't.
No,
so I don't think I played that for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there we go. And who else we got for today?
Okay, the next one is Martin Pelow.
Ah, okay.
He was born in 1966 as Mark McLaughlin, singer from Scottish band Wet Wet Wet, who formed in 1982. They are best known for their 1994 cover of The Trucks' 1960s hit Love Is All Around, which spent 15 weeks at number one on the UK charts.
That's quite something, isn't it? Of course, I remember the Frog's original one as well, but I must admit, Wet, Wet, Wet certainly gave it something different.
Mm-hmm.
And here's their version.
Okay.
There we go. That is Wet, Wet, Wet. Great hit for them. Love Is All Around from 1994. Big difference in years. Yeah, it's about 30 years.
I remember this one.
Do you remember the original one?
No, this one.
Should we have a listen?
Oh, yes, sure.
1960s.
Feeling grows. It's written
there we go. That was the original from 1967. What do you think, yes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that one too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I mean, they're both good, you know. I think because there's, what, almost sort of 30 years difference between the two of them. Mm-hmm. And I wonder, because the thing is, one of the things that made Wet, Wet, Wet cover such a big hit, because it was in the soundtrack mm-hmm. to the 1994 movie, Four Weddings and a Funeral.
Okay.
You see, so that helped make it big. I wonder what would have happened if they had played the Trogs original in mm-hmm. the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it had come back again, resurrected. I like both of them.
Oh, yes.
Both got a lot to offer.
Mm-hmm.
Right, then, what else is happening today? Yes, I'm going to tidy it. We got one of our listeners coming in tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be nice.
We've got Paul. Not over there in South London. He's here in Panama right now.
Mm-hmm.
So Paul and Maria, they're going to be coming in to chat with us in the last hour of tomorrow's program,
mm-hmm.
which will be nice.
Yeah.
So we look forward to that. We're going to go and have a spot of lunch with them, aren't we?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So
that's
good.
That's even nicer. So, yeah, we'll look forward to seeing them tomorrow. And we'll be doing, of course, the Your What, Where and When as well.
Mm-hmm.
And Ingrid will be here with Freaky Fun Facts Friday.
Mm-hmm.
A busy day tomorrow.
Yes.
But it's Friday.
Because
we don't care, do we? All right, yes, have a wonderful day.
Thank you, too, and everyone.
Enjoy your event today.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, there we go. There's Yasmin Time on the Breakfast Show. It's sort of, well, I've got time, I think, to squeeze probably two more tracks in, take us up to the time where I have to go off and do something else for the rest of the day. This is Robbie Neville. A little bit of French for you. C'est la vie.
door since I was 17. Oh, and you saw, but you chose to ignore. But now it's more than a wish, it's a dream. Now I don't understand how you can hold me back. You said, baby, learn your lessons when you step on cracks. So there's no time to fall, existence will call. And see, experimenting. And I guess there's just no other way. I've been drawn to a new escape. Cause I'm wearing bamboo and I'm picking up Zeus. I slipped away. Now I'm tonguing on a river love. And your sassy snow's a deal for us. Oh, a danger's got me wrapped up round this time. But it's no trap cause I'm in love.
She goes, Joy Crooks there in the bar. The whole crowd in there, are they? All right, guys, you can go. All right, off you go. Off you go. I'm going to do something else. Joy Crooks, following on from Robbie Neville and Sailor V. Big thanks go out this morning. And that's to Dr. Computer, of course, Alex Newman, for being with us today. Nothing in particular today, but we're just sort of reminiscing over how our technology has changed, sort of certainly during my lifetime, and Alex's as well, and some of the great things were available to us now. Tools for doing things like this, broadcasting or going out and recording interviews, etc., etc. So, yeah, exciting times. And it's only going to get better, I think. I hope. So big thanks, Dr. Computer, Alex Newman. Also, a big thank you to Ingrid. She's having a rest day today. Then she's making her way to Dubai and back to Panama. So that's going to be nice to have her back. When she gets back, I think we're going to have to get her to come into the studio one of the days when she's in the city, and we can talk about her experiences on the trip. It must have been quite exciting. She did find something disagreeing with her tummy, but that happens when you go to India. This is the voice of experience. So also a big thank you to... Yasmin, of course. I was sort of thinking, I was going to try to think, who have I forgotten? A big thanks to Yasmin this morning for our little Who Was Born On This Day music. We just got a couple of tracks in today as well. And also for doing all our production work here in the studio. If you want to come on the show, all you've got to do is give Yasmin a call. You can get her on 223-5162, 223-5162. Or you can WhatsApp us in the studio on 677-188-22, 677-188-22. 1-888-882. Always happy to hear from you. Big thanks also go to my co-producer, Neil Danby, gets a lot of our background information for us here in the program as we go through the morning. A big thanks to Neil, boys and girls at Grupo Grada, keep us up and running. And as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on the Breakfast Show. I'll be back with you tomorrow. Oh, we say TGIF tomorrow, don't we? So I'll be back with you tomorrow at 7 o'clock in the morning, whatever it is you're doing between now and then. Please, 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 all right? Do it carefully. What do I want to be doing at 7 tomorrow? Talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Karas. Co-producer, Neil Danby.